on Scratchy Grooves, Diamond Anniversary Tunes. Music of 75 years ago, 1914. Johnny Marvin, playing and making some weird noises to 12th Street Rag, written and published in 1914. Marvin recorded it in 1926. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. Tonight's grooves may be a bit scratchier than usual, since many of the records I'll be playing are themselves observing their Diamond Jubilee here in 1989. 1914, a time when people rode far more horses than Fords. Ford did make news that year, though, by setting as a minimum wage in his auto plants the unprecedented sum of $5 a day. The other car makers denounced him, saying such an outrageous wage would ruin the industry. Of course, the opposite happened. The newly affluent auto workers went out and bought Fords, or some other make, for themselves, and business boomed. 1914. To try and settle some political problem in Mexico, the United States landed troops in Veracruz. The trouble settled itself, and the troops were home by November. We also landed some Marines in Haiti, but that didn't amount to much either. Sound familiar? 1914 was the year an Archduke's assassination sparked the unpleasantness known today as World War I. The U.S. declared it would remain neutral and believed it. Another pestilence originating in 1914 was that monster that plagues every one of us every April, the income tax. Yes, 75 years ago, an evil year. But 1914 also brought us Mother's Day, so the year wasn't all bad. And it brought us some pretty great music. Case in point, St. Louis Blues. Here's Bessie Smith.
I do see the evening.
great Bessie Smith, from a 1914 song written and published in 1914, St. Louis Blues. Speaking of the First World War, as we were a minute ago, its beginning in Europe in 1914 set off a wave of isolationism here in the United States, since it was entangling alliances that had started the mess over there. Pacifist sentiments were expressed in demonstrations, congressional blather, of course, editorials, and, of course, songs. Here's one of them, sung by Morton Harvey.
My pride and joy, who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future trouble. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blight at home? What victory can bring her back all she cared to call her own? Let each mother's answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future trouble. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Of course, as you remember, we did get into the war to end all wars. But while Americans were telling themselves in 1914 that war across the seas was no concern of ours, there were a lot of Americans with family roots in Europe, of course, and some large-scale efforts were begun to help people back in the old country, civilians and soldiers alike. Sister Susie got in on the act.
Sewing in the kitchen on a finger. There's miles and miles of flannel on the floor and on the stairs. And Father says it's rotten, getting mixed up with the cotton and sitting on the needles that he leaves upon the chairs. And should you knock at our front door, Mother says, come inside. And if you ask where Susie is, she says with a loving pride, is there Susie sewing shirts for soldiers? The but still at the wing shirts are shy young sister to be sold. Some soldiers send epistles saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-short shirts for soldiers. Sister Susie sold. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. The chill at the wing shirts are shy young sister to be sold. Some soldiers send epistles saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shot shirts for soldiers, sister Susie sold. I'm certainly glad that's through. Now, if there's any lady or gentleman in the audience would like to sing a song, I will offer a prize. To any lady that will sing a song, I will offer a prize, a 10-pound box of candy, either Hyler's, Cajun Shaw's, Liggett's, or Park and Tilford's. I used to mention only one name, but they didn't send me anything. A 10-pound box of candy to a lady, and a nice brand-new hat to any gentleman. Is there any lady or gentleman in the house would like to sing a song?
I'll try it.
All right, go ahead. I hope you win it.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's good, that's good.
The skill at sewing shirts are shy, young sister Susie Jones.
Take it easy.
Some soldiers and a pistol.
That's funny, some soldiers and a pistol. That's, why didn't you say revolvers and be done with it? Now, folks, you've all heard the song a couple of times. I think we ought to all sing it together. Let's sit together and sing it all by ourselves. Now.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's fine.
The skill at sewing shirts of thy young sister Susie sold.
Good. Don't
some
say pistols.
Some soldiers and their pistols say they sooner sleep on pistols.
That's great.
And the
saucy
shall find shirts for soldiers is their Susie sold.
That song was, of course, sung during the war that we got into in 1917, but it was actually written in 1914. And that record dates back to that time. Al Jolson, of course. Now, besides war relief, Americans also took part in another mass movement in 1914, dancing. While ragtime had stirred thousands to dance floor action, millions took to the ballrooms in 1914 to do the tango, newly introduced to this country, and to emulate a pair of sensational idols, Vernon and Irene Castle. Vernon Castle, whose real name, by the way, was Blythe, was an Englishman who first excited interest in this country by his eccentric dancing in a Lou Fields musical called The Girl Behind the Counter. He married Irene Foote, a New Yorker, and they teamed up for a dancing tour of France. The Castles' originality, verve, and athletic skill captivated France, and they came back here to take the country by storm. They starred in nightclub shows, Broadway musicals, and almost single-handedly, well, double-handedly, got America onto its dancing feet. They had their own band, led by the veteran black military bandmaster James Reese Europe, and they originated several dances which immediately became regionally popular. Here's one of the first, played by Europe's Society Orchestra, The Castle Walk. Harvey in the rhythm section there. James Reese, Europe's Orchestra with the Castle Walk. Another rage of 1914, or I guess any other year for that matter, was Irving Berlin. Here are three of his early 1914 hits. This Is a Life, sung by Al Jolson. Play a Simple Melody, sung by Billy Murray and Edna Brown. And also by Murray, He's a Devil in His Own Hometown. Irving Berlin, first, This Is a Life.
I love the cows and chickens, but this is a life, yeah, this is a life. I love to raise the chicken while I'm cabareting where the band is playing. I love homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more picking berries, me for cocktail cherries. This is a life, yeah, this is a life. This is a life for mine.
But in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil, he's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil, he's a devil, telling stories in a grocery store. On the level, has them rolling on the floor. Down at the fair, with all the other hankers, he received first prize for playing checkers, and he cheated. Can you beat it? He's a devil in his own hometown. He's got got an overcoat that's fine and furry gold-headed cane that came from Spain. They've even got him saying, I should worry. Just like all the sporty city folks, you ought to see the way he spent his money. He bought a box of whole fruit socks. They would never do for New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil. He's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it. His pants all creased, red vest above it. And when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil. He's a devil. Telling stories in the grocery store. On the level, has them rolling on the floor. In Philadelphia, he had a high old time. He stayed out one night till a 9:15. He's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown.
I wonder what he did in Philadelphia that late at night. He's a real devil. Three songs by Irving Berlin dating from 1914. We're doing Diamond Anniversary songs tonight. No particular reason other than I hate to see a Diamond Anniversary go by without paying some heed to it. Songs from 1914 on Scratchy Grooves. 1914, what else happened that year? Oh, the Panama Canal opened. July 12th. Down in Panama, we had good relations with them back in those days. Of course, that was a long time ago. Former President Teddy Roosevelt was exploring the Amazon, brought back a big snake. Jacob Coxey of Ohio led his Second Army of Unemployed to Washington. Bonus march, but he was pretty much ignored by everybody. Work began on the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. And Billy Sunday was fighting the devil and demon rum on the sawdust trails. 1914. A song that everybody was singing, particularly barbershop quartets in 1914, Can't You Hear Me Calling Caroline? Here are the Daydreamers. Caroline was very popular in 1914, and so was this girl. Paul Robeson sings about Sylvia.
Sylvia's hair is like the night, touched with glancing starry beams, such a face as drifts through dreams. This is Sylvia to the sight, and the touch of Sylvia his hand is as light as milkweed down. When the meads are golden brown and the autumn fills the land. Sylvia, just the echoing of her voice brings back to me from the depths of memory all the loveliness of spring. Sylvia, Sylvia, such a face as drifts through dreams. This is Sylvia to the sight.
Also from 1914 is They Didn't Believe Me, from Jerome Kern's The Girl from Utah. They Didn't Believe Me, here's Dinah Shore's version, recorded much later than 1914, I might add.
And when I told them how wonderful you are, believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the handsomest boy that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them, that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this you
year, the number of homeless people...
No, but I'll tell you what I will do. I'll play some requests from last week. First, for Henry Hollander, he wanted to hear something by Ramona. I've got Something's Got to Happen by Paul Whiteman's Orchestra, recorded from Roberta, 1933 Jerome Kern musical, featuring Ramona. And then we had a call last week wanting to hear John McCormick's 1927 all-time great hit, the song he sang at just about every concert, Mother McCree. And from Martin, a regular caller here to Scratchy Grooves, here's Eugene Buckley with Good Morning, Mr. Zip Zip Zip. First, though, Ramona.
Place in my memory, my life, that you fill no other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. By was made bright by the light of the smile in your eye, like a candle that's set in a window at night. Your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes, ashes, and dust to dust, if the camels don't get to the Fatima's bus. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your handkerchief as short as, your handkerchief as short as, your handkerchief as short as mine.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your handkerchief as short as mine.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camel don't get to the Fatima's mud.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your hair just as short as, your hair just as short as, hair just as short as mine.
On the highway, you meet them down the pike, in olive drab and khaki, our soldiers on the height. And as the column passes, the word goes down the line. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your handkerchief as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get to the Fatima's mop. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your handkerchief as short as, handkerchief as short as, handkerchief as short as mine.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your handkerchief as short as mine.
Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camels don't get to the Fatima's mop.
Good morning, Mr. Zip,
Next week or in a later week, call me here at the station, 451-2701, and we'll see what we can do for you. Doing 1914 music tonight. Here from 1914, Goodbye Girls, I'm Through, Raymond Dixon. Goodbye Girls, I'm Through. 1914. There was a tidal wave that year in Galveston. Killed 275 people. Everybody was reading Booth Tarkington's Penrod, enthralling its first generation of young readers. Jim Europe's band played in Carnegie Hall, the first time a black orchestra had performed there in 1914. And a young lady from the Bronx, Theodosia Goodman, was vamping all American males, it seemed like, in a movie called A Fool There Was. Theda Bearer was the top box office draw of 1914. And people were commuting on the train in 1914. Remember trains? Here's the American Quartet on the 515.
Talk about your subway, talk about your ale,
talk about the pink line
that
well.
But when you're living out where the fields are green,
you've got to go home on the 5:15.
You leave the office at 5 o'clock, stop at the butcher for a steak or chop, get the evening papers and a magazine,
and you run like the tickets for the 5:15.
For the 5:15, hear the whistle blowing. For the 5:15, your Ingersoll is slow.
For the 5:15,
down the track he's going.
Bang goes the gates on the 5:15.
Wifey's home awaiting dinner in the pot.
dishes on the table and the fire red hot. Get the loving message on the telephone.
You'll have to heat your baked potatoes all alone.
Next train home is the 7:38.
I'll be going back to the commerce to wait.
Meet the biggest crowd he's ever seen.
17 commuters miss the 5:15.
All the 5:15. 17 commuters, all the 5:15. Lined up at the bar,
all the 5:15.
Their wives at home awaiting.
Nobody home on the 5:15.
Everybody's happy, everybody's glad.
It's about the 17 drinks they have.
The suburban quartet singing home sweet home.
And Hubby's all excited singing baritone.
He gets home about 1:30.
Carrying a cake and a chop and a bun.
The door is locked and the lights turned down.
So the stick to the transom and goes back to town.
All the 5:15.
17 commuters.
All the 5:15.
Still around the bar.
All the 5:15.
Hubby's back to join him.
Now there's a club called the 5:15.
Wifey's home a-crying, lying on the bed.
Hubby in the office with an awful head.
Little blue gloom's marching through his brain.
Yelling all aboard the 5:15 train.
He gets to the station at 5 o'clock.
Forgets it is Saturday and gets a shock.
The guard says, hey, get out of the way.
The 5:15 doesn't run today.
All the 5:15,
the cause of all our sorrow.
All the 5:15,
brought trouble to our house.
All the 5:15,
wifey's gone to mother.
Then goes the home on the 5:15.
Wifey's got a lawyer looking up the case.
Hubby's sneaking around the office in disgrace.
He's got no home and he's got no wife.
He's going to join the alimony club for life.
He goes to court his case to fight.
Takes a look around and everything's all right.
The jury, the lawyer, the judge supreme.
All our commuters on the 5:15.
All the 5:15.
The jury won't convict him.
All the 5:15.
They're going to set him free.
On the 5:15.
He always gets 400.
They're all being up for players on the 5:15.
On the 5:15, the American Quartet, featuring Billy Murray, one of the best-selling recording stars of all time, recorded for several different labels, had a voice that would record on any song and any dimension and any type of recording equipment. 1914 song, here's one you'll recognize, Eddie Peabody, When You Wore a Tulip. Peabody, the Banjo King, When You Wore a Tulip. Here's another 1914 song, an Irish song by John McCormick, of course, A Little Bit of Heaven, 1914.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name. I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way me dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled in the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. It's a dear old land of fairies and of wondrous wishing wells. And nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels loved its shamrock-bordered shore. 'Tis a little bit of heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled in the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
John McCormick. Yes, that does date back to 1914, hard as it is to believe. 75 years ago. That's what you've been hearing tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Got time for a portion of one more record, and then I'll have to say goodnight. This is Bill Chambliss. Join me again for Scratchy Grooves next Sunday at 7 on WXDR. And stay tuned, of course, at 8 o'clock for Neil Payne, his program In a Mist. Now a little bit of You're More Than the World to Me, sung by George Ballard.
Your brother. if you're more than the world.